Language Course, Book 17, Tape 1D. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1D. Look at Figure 1. Listen to a question and then answer it. Listen to the examples first.
Is Mark friendly?
Unfriendly.
No, he's very unfriendly.
Is it an attractive house?
Ugly.
No, it's a very ugly house.
Now listen to the question and answer it with the word. Number 1.
Is Margaret stingy?
Generous.
No, she's very generous.
Repeat.
No, she's very generous.
Number 2.
Is Robert messy?
Neat.
No, he's very neat.
Repeat.
No, he's very neat.
Number 3.
Is Alicia kind?
Mean.
No, she's very mean.
Repeat.
No, she's very mean.
Number 4.
Is Alan clever?
Dumb.
No, he's very dumb.
Repeat.
No, he's very dumb.
Number 5.
Is Wanda's hair wavy?
Straight.
No, it's very straight.
Repeat.
No, it's very straight.
Number 6.
Is the teacher demanding?
Relaxed.
No, he's very relaxed.
Repeat.
No, he's very relaxed.
Number 7.
Is the drill sergeant lazy?
Hardworking.
No, he's very hardworking.
Repeat.
No, he's very hardworking.
Number 8.
Is this a neat room?
Messy.
No, it's a very messy room.
Repeat.
No, it's a very messy room.
Number 9.
Is William an unfriendly person?
Friendly.
No, he's a very friendly person.
Repeat.
No, he's a very friendly person.
Number 10.
Is Jane a dull student?
Clever.
No, she's a very clever student.
Repeat.
No, she's a very clever student.
Now look at Figure 2. Listen to a paragraph and select the information that is not in the text. Let me repeat. Select the information that is not in the text. Many animals are intelligent enough to understand simple commands. Dogs, for example, are rather intelligent animals, and those that are kept as pets should learn a number of basic commands from their owners. Dogs can learn to come when they are called and to sit or stay when those commands are given. Sometimes they are trained to bring certain items, such as a newspaper, to their owner. Let's check your answer. First, listen to the paragraph again. Remember, this is information that was not in the reading. Many animals are intelligent enough to understand simple commands. Dogs, for example, are rather intelligent animals, and those that are kept as pets should learn a number of basic commands from their owners. Dogs can learn to come when they are called and to sit or stay when those commands are given. Sometimes they are trained to bring certain items, such as a newspaper, to their owner. The correct answer is C. Please look at Figure 3. Listen to an announcement and answer questions about it. There will be a free concert this Sunday afternoon at the Carter Cultural Center. The concert will begin at 3 p.m. The performance is being given by Lucas Emanuel and his string orchestra. That Sunday at 3 in the Carter Cultural Center for a concert by Lucas Emanuel and his string orchestra. For more information, call 555-0201. Number 1. What time will the concert be? Number 2. Where will the concert be? Number 3. What is the name of the orchestra? Now listen to the announcement again. There will be a free concert this Sunday afternoon at the Carter Cultural Center. The concert will begin at 3 p.m. The performance is being given by Lucas Emanuel and his string orchestra. That's Sunday at 3 in the Carter Cultural Center for a concert by Lucas Emanuel and his string orchestra. For more information, call 555-0201. Number 1 is B, 3 p.m. Number 2 is A, the Carter Cultural Center. Number 3 is A also, Lucas Emanuel and his string orchestra. Look at Figure 4. Listen to the example, then write the missing word. The doctor will operate on Mrs. Wilson next week. Mrs. Wilson's operation will be next week. The missing word is operation. O-P-E-R-A-T-I-O-N. Now listen and write the missing word. Number 1. You can solve the problem of extra weight with regular exercise. You can solve the problem of extra weight with regular exercise. Number 2. You can destroy your health by eating too much. You can destroy your health by eating too much. Number 3. Food is divided into four basic groups. Food is divided into four basic groups. Number 4. When you introduce a new food into your diet, it may cause an allergy. When you introduce a new food into your diet, it may cause an allergy. Number 5. To reduce your weight, start a regular exercise program. To reduce your weight, start a regular exercise program. Number 6. If you intend to lose weight, cut down on the amount of food you eat. If you intend to lose weight, cut down on the amount of food you eat. Number 7. When you decide to take care of your health, you will give up smoking. When you decide to take care of your health, you will give up smoking. Number 8. The doctor may prescribe regular exercise if you need to lose weight. The doctor may prescribe regular exercise if you need to lose weight. Number 9. If you observe a few simple health rules, you will feel better and live longer. If you observe a few simple health rules, you will feel better and live longer. Now let's check your answers in Figure 4. The answer to number 1 is solution, S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N. Repeat, the solution to extra weight is regular exercise. Number 2 is destruction, D-E-S-T-R-U-C-T-I-O-N. Repeat, the destruction of your health may begin with eating too much. Number 3 is division, D-I-V-I-S-I-O-N. Repeat, the division of food into 4 basic groups makes it easy to plan a healthy diet. Number 4 is introduction, I-N-T-R-O-D-U-C-T-I-O-N. Repeat, the introduction of a new food into your diet may cause an allergy. Number 5 is reduction, R-E-D-U-C-T-I-O-N. Repeat, weight reduction may begin when you start a regular exercise program. Number 6 is intention, I-N-T-E-N-T-I-O-N. Repeat, if your intention is to lose weight, cut down on the amount of food you eat. Number 7 is decision, D-E-C-I-S-I-O-N. Repeat, when you make a decision to take care of your health, you will give up smoking. Number 8 is prescription, P-R-E-S-C-R-I-P-T-I-O-N. Repeat, the doctor's prescription may be regular exercise if you need to lose weight. Number 9 is observation, O-B-S-E-R-V-A-T-I-O-N. Repeat, the observation of a few simple health rules will help you to feel better and live longer. Look at the pictures in Figure 5. Listen and repeat. Number 1, bald. Bald. Harvey is getting bald. Harvey is getting bald. Number 2, mustache. Mustache. Clyde has a mustache. Clyde has a mustache. Number 3, curly. Curly. Jocelyn has curly hair. Jocelyn has curly hair. Number 4, attractive. Attractive. Brunette. Brunette. Rosemary is a very attractive brunette. Rosemary is a very attractive brunette. Number 5, beard. beard. George is growing a beard. George is growing a beard. Number 6, blonde. Blonde. Louise is a blonde. Louise is a blonde. Now listen and match the number to the picture. Write the number above the picture. Number 1, Harvey is getting bald. Number 2, Clyde has a mustache. 3, Jocelyn has curly hair. 4, Rosemary is a very attractive brunette. 5, George is growing a beard. 6, Louise is a blonde. Look at figure 5 and check your answers. Picture A is number 4. Repeat, Rosemary is an attractive brunette. Picture B is number 1. Repeat, Harvey is getting bald. Picture C is number 2. Repeat, Clyde has a mustache. Picture D is number 6. Repeat, Louise is a blonde. Picture E is number 3. Repeat, Jocelyn has curly hair. Picture F is number 5. Repeat, George is growing a beard. Look at figure 6. Listen to a conversation and write the number or numbers that you hear. Number 1.
How much did you pay for those shoes?
They were on sale. I only paid $39.95 for them.
Number 2.
Hi, Bill. Are you going to watch the big basketball game tonight?
Yes, if I get home from work early enough. What time does it start?
At 6:30. It's right after the 6 o'clock news.
Number 3.
I heard that Jack Ott is retiring.
Is that a fact? Well, old Jack's worked here about 100 years.
Not quite that long. He told me it will be 30 years next month.
I'll never last 30 years here. I plan to retire at 60 no matter what.
Number 4.
Dorothy has 4 children, but they're all grown now.
Does she have any grandchildren yet?
Yes, one of her daughters has 2 children, and her son has 1.
Now let's check your answers. The answer to number 1 is $39.95. $39.95. The answers to number 2 are 6:30 and 6 o'clock. The answers to number 3 are 100, 30, 30 again, and 60. Repeat, 100, 30, 30, and 60. The answers to number 4 are 4, 1, 2, and 1. Repeat, 4, 1, 2, 1. Look at figure 7. Listen to a conversation and write a message. Write the name of the person and the message. Number 1.
Is Mary Garcia there?
No, she isn't. May I take a message?
This is the City College. I'm calling to tell her that her computer class this evening has been canceled because of a death in the instructor's family.
Will the class meet next week?
Yes, it'll meet next week at the usual time.
Okay, I'll give Mary the message.
Write the message for Mary. Number 2. Hello, may I speak to Robert Lee, please?
Robert's out now. This is his roommate.
This is Jane Bell in the personnel office of Brown & White. I have Mr. Lee's job application here. If he's still interested, we'd like for him to come in to talk to us about a job opening we have.
Oh, I see. Could I have your phone number, please?
555-5624.
555-5624. All right. I'll tell Robert to give you a call.
Write the message for Robert. Your instructor will check your answers to Figure 7. Here are possible answers. Number 1 is for Mary and from the City College. The message is, your computer class has been canceled tonight. It will meet next week as usual. Number 2 is for Robert from Brown & White. The message is, call Brown & White about a job at 555-5624. This is the end of Tape 1D, Book 17.